Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Obey When Faced with Temptations by Chelsea DeMatteis. Read by Leah Martin. Israel has sinned. They have transgressed my covenant that I have commanded them. They've taken some of the devoted things. They've stolen and lied and put them among their own belongings. Joshua 7:11. I've absolutely loved my time studying the book of Joshua. In fact, it's a current favorite book of the Bible with our almost five-year-old. It's convicted me and encouraged me. Most of all, the Holy Spirit has prompted me to look at the areas of my life that I've set on the back burner. As I read through the book, my jaw dropped at all the events that unfolded in Joshua chapter 7. I love when God's Word does this. In this portion of Scripture, we watch the Israelites set out to destroy Ai. However, that plan did not pan out the way Joshua had hoped. They were defeated and dismayed. This sent Joshua to his knees in an outcry to God. He couldn't understand why God allowed them to lose this battle. In Joshua 7:10 through 12, we read, God responded to Joshua, "Get up. Why have you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. They've transgressed my covenant that I've commanded them. They've taken some of the devoted things. They've stolen and lied and put them among their own belongings. Therefore, the people of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies because they've become devoted for destruction. I will be with you no more unless you destroy the devoted things from among you." One man named Achan chose to keep several of the very things God commanded be destroyed when he gave Jericho to the Israelites. Something we know about God and his character is he doesn't give commands as options, but as rules and boundaries that must be obeyed. And when these commands are not obeyed, there will always be a consequence because we serve a holy and loving God. What God calls Joshua to do as a consequence to Achan left me speechless. But it reminds us yet again of the holy God we serve. Joshua 7:15 says, "And he who is taken with the devoted things shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he's transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done an outrageous thing in Israel." Jaw-dropping, right? All Achan had must be destroyed. This meant not only the possessions in his tent, but his entire family. Everything. What an incredibly gut-wrenching yet true example of what happens when we choose to defy God and his commands of us. While we can rest assured our family and all our possessions aren't going to be physically destroyed by the people in our neighborhood, The destruction of the sinful choice to defy God still destroys so much. Inside our hearts, and it ripples into the lives of those all around us. Achan was no different than you and I. He did what many do on a daily basis. Take the bait of defying God in secret, concealing it in the dark. Then wind up feeling the weight of life unraveling as God brings the truth to the light and consequences commence. My prayer is that the Holy Spirit will use Joshua 7 to convict you in the same way it did me. I pray it causes you to see the areas of your life that you've tucked away, big or small, hoping no one will ever confront them. There's freedom in things coming to the light, and by God's grace, we live on this side of the cross, where redemption and hope are offered because of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. I ask that you move my heart to a surrendered place that craves closeness with you. Father, I pray that as I grow in the knowledge of what you command of me, I'll follow you boldly. Help me see that the consequences I face due to sin are out of your love for me. You discipline me as a father disciplines his child. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.